Barometer today for the record is Thursday, October 12th, 2017, approximately 9 a.m. We have two matters on the agenda. The first is a shoreline variance for residential construction. And then the second is a procedural matter regarding continuance of a SEPA appeal. We will hear the shoreline variance first. The way I usually run these is we'll hear a summary of the proposal from the planning department, and if the applicant wishes to then add anything, they will have the opportunity to do so. And then if there's anyone here from the public who wish to testify, they'll have that opportunity. And then both staff and the applicant will have the opportunity to address any questions that that may arise. I have reviewed the staff report and the attached exhibits in preparation for today's hearing. And I think with that, go ahead and let Ms. Schaefer start. Good morning.
Sorry.
Your name for the record?
Catherine Schaefer.
And you swear to tell the truth today?
Yes, I do.
Great.
Well, as I mentioned, my name is Catherine Schaefer, and I'm a planner with the Department of Community Development, and I'm here today to present a shoreline variance located at 365 Seebeck Holly Road West in Seebeck, which is Commissioner District Number 3. And to begin the presentation, I would like to enter Exhibits 1 through 22 into the record. And then I have two more things that I would like to add. And the first one is a comment, or is an email from the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife supporting the project. And this would be Exhibit Number 23. Okay. And then I would like to add copies of this presentation as Exhibit 24.
The PowerPoint?
Correct.
Okay. Exhibits 1 through 24 are all admitted.
Okay. So Robert and Linda Henney are requesting a variance to reduce their shoreline buffer to their property from a 130-foot standard shoreline buffer to 71 feet in order to construct a single-family residence. If a development is not within the shoreline residential designation and requires greater than a 25% reduction of the reduced buffer, a shoreline variance is required. And I will get into that later on in this presentation. But I'd like to start by showing, there we go, showing the subject property's location. And you can see right there, it's in about Central Kitsap, and it's located on that area near the Hood Canal. And then zooming in a little bit further, here is the neighborhood aerial. And you can see that the surrounding surrounding areas are residential uses. And zooming into the site map, this is the subject property. And our green line is actually a little bit off, and this happens with our GIS data. The property line actually does not go through the southern neighbor's property. But that is the aerial of the subject property. And next, the zoning map. The subject property is zoned rural residential, which has a density of one dwelling unit per 5 acres. And you can see the surrounding area also shares the same designation until you go east, which is rural wooded. And that has a density of one dwelling unit per 20 acres. So it can be concluded that this area has a low density and rural character to it. And next is the shoreline designation map. The green shaded area on the shoreline represents the shoreline designation, which is Rural Conservancy. And this designation requires a standard buffer of 130 feet from ordinary high watermark and a reduced standard buffer of 100 feet. And I mentioned earlier why we needed a variance for this. And Kitsap County Code 400-120C1B, with two I's, so that's very long, says that if this designation is not within the shoreline residential designation, which this is not, this is Rural Conservancy, and the applicant wishes to reduce the buffer greater than 25%, so we're down to 71% from 100, which is obviously greater than 25%, a variance is needed. So I just wanted to clarify that from the beginning.
Right. I know the structure is a little unique.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. So here's the critical area maps And this is another one of the reasons why a shoreline variance is needed. The pink shaded area on the eastern portion of the property represents steep slopes. And the pink lines represent the contour lines. And the closer those lines are together, the steeper the slope. So that represents high moderate geologic hazards, about 30%. There were two geotechnical reports submitted with this application. One was from 2009, which was outdated. So an addendum was submitted. And in those reports, it outlines the type of conditions, the type of home that would be needed. For example, if it's slab on grade, certain things need to be done. And those are highlighted in those reports. The green shaded area are potential wetlands, but the applicant submitted a wetland, shoreline, fish and wildlife habitat, and FEMA floodplain assessment report that concluded that there were no wetlands there. There are blue diagonal lines more towards the shore, and that represents a flood zone. And this permit has been conditioned to follow Kitsap County Code Chapter 15, which is flood hazard areas. So let's get to the site plan. And the blue arrow points to the standard 130-foot shoreline buffer, and then the green line points to the reduced buffer. And so you can see that the slopes to the east are pushing the development more towards the shore. And please also note the reserve drain field on the southern portion of the property, almost like the flagpole portion of the property. And then we have an existing septic near the home as well. And those are two factors that also play into the need for the variance besides the slopes. And in order to have a shoreline variance approved, variance criteria need to be met. And I would just like to go over those briefly. That's from Kitsap County 22500-100. They're in the staff report, but I just like to go over those. And we'll start with A, the strict application of the bulk dimensional or performance standards set forth in 22400 and 22600 precludes or significantly interferes with the reasonable use of this property. And one of those is critical areas. And like I mentioned earlier, it's those slopes are just pushing everything forward to the flatter area. So in order to enjoy or have reasonable use of their property, they do have to move forward. And B, there's a hardship that is specific to this property and not created by the applicant. And this is a hardship that anyone would endure owning this property. It's not something that the applicant's created or is and. They do have an irregular shaped lot and natural features, which play into that. And then, and I also wanted to point out, this is a little bit more zoomed out slide of just the whole area right here. And if you notice, there's no one really on the shoreline that has developed towards the steep slopes. Now, most of these homes were most likely permitted before our shoreline master plan was adopted. But even then, they most likely wouldn't be able to develop on those slopes. It looks like there's some accessory buildings on the slopes, but most of them are towards the water. Okay, so C, the design of the project is compatible with authorized uses within the area and with uses planned for the area under the comprehensive plan for this program and will not cause a net loss to the shoreline functions and does not conflict with existing water-dependent uses. So the proposals for a single-family residence, which is compatible with the zone, which is rural residential, and the applicant did submit a mitigation plan to ensure that there's a no net loss. And then D, this variance will not constitute a grant of special privileges not enjoyed by other properties in the area. So the other properties are all single family residences and most of them have a garage and there's no special uses like a guest house or anything like that that are included in this application. And the variance requested is the minimum necessary to afford relief. And the applicant is proposing a 1,435 square foot home with a two-car garage which is very similar to the size of the neighbors that surround them. So they're requesting something that everyone around them has. And then F, public interest will not suffer substantial detrimental effects. And this proposal fits in with the uses and the sizes of everyone around it, so they will not have a detrimental effect. And I would just like to point out one thing. I would like to draw your attention to Exhibit 10, and that's an email to Misty Blair, who is our Department of Ecology rep. And I just want it noted that in June, when this application came in in late May, but I sent an email to her with all the application materials on June 2nd or June 6th, just informing of her of the project, and no comments were received from her. And at this time, the department would like to recommend approval with 27 conditions, and staff as well as the applicant are here for any questions.
Okay. Thank you. And the applicant is here. Did you want to step up and add anything further? Okay. Actually, I had one question for you. If you could step up briefly. I just want to ask if you... Yeah, up here, just so we can capture everything. I just want to make sure you had an opportunity to take a look at the staff report.
Okay.
Good morning. Your name morning. For the record?
Robert Henning.
And you swear to tell the truth today?
Yes, I do.
Have you had an opportunity to look at the to review the staff report?
I did, yes.
Okay. And did you have any questions on that, on any of the conditions?
No,
or anything?
I did not.
Okay. That was my only question.
Okay.
That's easy. is there anyone here from the public who wished to testify on this proposal? Okay, let the record reflect that there was no one here from the public who wished to testify. Is there anything further from the planning department on this? Okay. I am going to approve the proposal. I believe that it is consistent with the shoreline variance criteria. Ms. Schaefer did a very good job explaining why and marching through those criteria. And I concur with staff's recommendation on this. I think this was very thoroughly put together. So I will be approving it. A decision on this in writing will be issued within 10 business days, probably before then. It will be emailed to the hearing examiner clerk, and then she will provide a copy of that to you. And the decision will include the conditions that are within the staff report. So I think that's it on this proposal. You all are certainly welcome to stay, but no requirements, a completely different matter. No.
Thank you.
Yep. So did staff need I know this sounds like the next matter is fairly straightforward. Did you all want a brief recess, or are you ready to? Okay. Let's take a brief recess, about a few minutes, and then we'll go back on the record.